This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Running has absolutely taken off in recent years, from couch to 5Ks to full-on marathons or even half marathons. More and more people are getting involved and embracing the running culture. Now, a marathon might sound like a bit of a challenge, but imagine running the entire length of Ireland. That is exactly what one group is taking on at the minute. I am delighted to be joined by Shane Bisto, also known as Bisto Kelly, from Fod and the Heron, a group of six men who are running from Malinhead all the way down to Mizenhead on the 1st of May. They each have their own reasons for taking on this challenge, and Shane is doing it in support of Felicon, which is a charity very close to his heart. Shane, I really appreciate you joining me on iRadio's group chat. Thank you for joining me. First off, I have to ask, where did an idea like this come from? Who first suggested running the length of Ireland?
Two friends of mine, Bobby Reynolds and Conor McCarthy, kind of came up with the idea of, they wanted to do a pretty big run. And they were sitting around one night and they were just chatting amongst themselves, and they were wondering, like, they wanted to do kind of a long run, and they were looking at runs in America and stuff like that, and ultramarathons that are probably 100K and stuff. And then they just thought, like, we'll run the length of Ireland. It's kind of a very funny story about how Bobby was... He picked the lads and he was like, right, who are we going to get? We need a crew to do this with. Like, we'll pick five or six lads. And then just they had text me. Bobby says, do you want to run the length of Ireland? And I just text him back, yes, when? And another lad, he texts Jack Milan, and Jack's reply was, yeah, but I want to do the whole thing myself. Like, you know, he wanted to do the whole 600K on his own.
Wow.
But, you know, so it's a good group of lads like that. But they thought it was 600 kilometres. More like, it's been done a couple of times, but not... in this relay format that we're going to do it. We're going to have someone on the road 24 hours a day, like as in 24/7. There'll be someone running. We're going to do it in a relay format. So maybe I'll do 10K, pass the baton on to Bobby. He'll do 10, pass it on to PJ, who'll do 10. And we're going to hopefully do it within 2 days and stop running. So
I think it's such a wonderful idea to do in a relay format, because not only are you taking on the incredible task of running something like this, but if there's like a teamwork element to it and you're looking out for each other, which I think is so, it's so lovely to see, and it brings in a fresh perspective for it. And I know that you particularly, you're doing this in aid of Felicon and in memory of your lovely daughter, Peggy. Can you tell me a little bit about that charity and why you've chosen to support it while doing this run?
We kind of had the idea to do the run anyway, so the lads were kind of in the group chat then, like, as you said, there's going to be a good team spirit about it and all, but there's so many members from my gym coming in and helping out. Like, we have a great team there. There's lads coming to drive camper vans and recovery vehicles, and, you know, there's a lot of organizing going on behind it. But when it came to the group chat, the lads put into the group saying, right lads, we're going to do this for a charity, have you any charities in mind? And straight away I was obviously like, I'd have to do it for Felicon. My daughter Peggy passed away about 4 years ago now, and coming up, her anniversary will be the 16th of May. But yeah, I always wanted to do something over the last 4 years and never really, you know, bit the bullet and did a charity event. I had planned to do a couple of things, maybe a run I was thinking of, but I just put it into the group that, look lad, I'd like to probably put Felicon forward. They were so good to me. They're like an unbelievable charity for parents, just say bereaved parents, and maybe parents who have, like, Peggy died of sudden infant death syndrome, you know, it was just a cot death, and so it was completely unexplained. But after she died, within hours, like, Felicon were there to help us out. Like, they were there almost immediately. They done so much for us, like, even the likes of counselling that they do and give you was unreal. They took Peggy's like handprints and footprints in clay and sent them out to us after, and in ink and stuff like that. And they send us candles and teddy bears and stuff. And they don't get any government funding, you know, they're kind of a self-funded charity. But I just couldn't believe how quick the response was and stuff like that. And they've done so much for us. They bring a thing called a cuddle cot that you can, you know, you can keep Peggy in for a night before she goes away and stuff like that. It's just They were outstanding for me. Unfortunately, look, I suffered that loss there 4 years ago, and it was a very tough time. But like, without Felicon, you know, I don't know what it would have been. And it was set up by bereaved parents, and like most of the people working in the charity are still bereaved parents, and they're very active. And yeah, so the lads were like immediately. The lads had obviously knew their friends of mine. They knew straight away that I would probably put Felicon forward. But Felicon means butterfly in Irish, and yeah, just was happy to try and do something to give back to them.
I'm so sorry for your own loss. And also equally, it is so heartwarming to see that during that incredibly, like there's words I'm sure can't be described to describe how awful that time was, that this charity kind of came into your life and they clearly are doing such amazing work. And they, you know, being founded by people who have gone through that type of grief, I imagine it is guiding all of it along the way. And because of the support that they've given you and your family, how can people now go on to support you doing this run for them?
Yeah, I suppose the best way is on the Instagram, Fad na Héireann Instagram, and you'll see a link to the GoFundMe there. There's a GoFundMe. There's a TikTok and a Facebook as well, but Fad na Héireann is the main thing, and the links to donate are there. Like I said, you know, they're a completely self-funded charity. They don't get any government funding from anyone. But you know, they're just so active with the response. Like within hours, they were down with us. I know they have boxes and packages in every hospital in the country if there is like an infant death that I suppose the hospital team can, you know, come to the parents and give them the booklets and give them stuff like that. So like even within minutes of Peggy's death, they had given us teddy bears and stuff like that with Fela Con on them. And it was like the girl that came down to us, Jacinta, she was very good. She had suffered similar herself. And, you know, it's like just kind of reassuring to hear stuff from people who had been through it as well. Do you know what I mean? And kind of add like the help us was unreal. Yeah. But yeah, Fad na Héireann on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and to go up on me as well.
Going back to the actual run, you've said the relay format for that. So
yeah.
How have you been training for all of that? Have you been training together separately? Is it all going to come together on the day or over the days rather?
We're doing quite a bit of training. Yeah. It's we're going to do 100K per person. So we are. And that will be in 48 hours roughly. And like there's going to be a couple of night shifts there where we run at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning. But the training, we've been trying to replicate it ourselves. Like we had spoke to run coaches and they were like, they could coach us to run ultramarathons, but not maybe run 10K, wait 5 hours, run 10K. You know, it's not something that has really been done before or is done too often. So like last Wednesday, I did 40K myself. I did 10K, I waited 3 hours, did 10K just to try and replicate it. But it's kind of hard to get back up and get going again when you're just getting stiff after running your 10K. But yeah, the training is quite tough. It's hard on the body. And like we've decided we're sticking with the 6-person team. And if someone gets injured halfway down the road around Longford or that, like we're going to have to make up their kilometres for them as well. So we might all inherit a couple of extra K depending on what happens. But like we're just trying to get the miles in and stay injury free. Like we've 6 weeks to go now. So it's starting the 1st of May, the May Bank holiday weekend. And a Friday morning, we're going to start running at 6 a.m. and we're hoping to land then on the bank on Sunday down in Maidenhead. So all going to plan. Yeah, it's 100K each.
And our family and friends.
They're big high rockers, big runners. They're mad for running. They're young and fit and strong. So there's not a bother on them. They're doing plenty of miles every week. So
they'll be grand. And I was going to say, are the family and the friends going to be following you along the way, literally like cheering you on from the sidelines?
And we're actually, there's a hotel in Cork has given us a deal, and there's a booking 40 rooms. So we've got nearly 80 people coming down to Cork for all the family and friends. And wow. I own a gym in Eatonbury, and like so many members are coming down to support us along the way. And, you know, so really looking forward to that. Now it's going to be like the event itself will be unreal. I just can't wait for like, everything, you know, it's going to be a big challenge. I think I kind of underestimated it at the start when I did my 40K last week, and I know it's only 40, but like the body was sore for 3 days after it, you know, I was kind of broken up. But we'll give it our best shot, and I'll be doing it with Peggy in my heart, you know. And like if I get in doubt, I just think of her and think of everything then there, you know. So
you've got a lovely chain on there. Is that in dedication to her?
That's a beautiful
picture of her. I realise listeners can't see her, obviously.
Oh, but yeah, you know, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, you know, and it's such an important charity to be supporting. Do you have a fundraising goal in mind?
We're hoping €20,000 maybe. Like we're being ambitious, but we've already passed the €10,000 mark. So
wow.
That was our goal so far. It's unbelievable the amount of people that I have met since that have used Fela Con. Do you know, people have come up to me, maybe people who had miscarriages you didn't know about or stillbirths, you know, and they maybe keep it privately. But this charity is hitting so many more people than we know or see. You know, like I had been through it, and even at that, I'd say five people have come up to me in my local town and said, like, we had to use Felicon ourselves, like, or Felicon came and helped us, and they gave us some counselling and bereavement counselling and, you know, counselling after a stillbirth or something like that. And I just can't believe how active they are, and I think they kind of should get every support that they can get. And hopefully, look, we've passed the 10,000 mark already, so fingers crossed there now. So businesses around have been excellent, and so many local people have been so generous. So I'd like to thank everyone for that as well. Like, they've been unbelievable with the donations and everything so far. So
tell me once more before you go where we can find you on socials, where we can also find that the GoFundMe link and things like that.
So Fod na Héireann, so it means length of Ireland, and Fod na Héireann, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You'll get us there, and the link's there, and there's plenty of videos of us training and videos of us messing about and videos of how we came up with the idea and stuff like that. So you can kind of get an insight into where Fod na Héireann came out of itself. And we've made some reels just about how we came up with the idea and how we came together as a group and that as well. So it might be interesting to see that as well. So Fod na Héireann.
Well, I'm sure that many will be following you along in your journey now this evening after hearing you chat so honestly with me this evening. And Shane / Bisho, because I know that's what your nickname is. Thank you for joining me on iRadio's group chat. And I wish you sincerely the best of luck with this journey. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes for you all and the fundraising that you hit in the end.
That's great. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Why spend thousands on a basic will when you can get access to legal help for around $1 a day? With Legal Shield, you can put a full estate plan in place, including a will, health directives, and powers of attorney to help protect your family and hard-earned assets. Sign up today at LegalShield.com and get 10% off our annual plans. It's finally simple and affordable. Legal Shield. Real lawyers, really affordable. Sign up at LegalShield.com. That's LegalShield.com. Legal Shield does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.